The article that I chose for the amendment presentation is Trump's heightened attacks on the media are an affront to the First Amendment. And I'm going to be answering some questions that goes along with this article. So number one, what action or issue is the story about? While Trump's countless attacks on the media are strategic, designed to undermine confidence in reporting and raise doubts about verifiable facts. Number two, who is involved? Well, it's the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and Gene Polinsky as the Freedom Forum Institute President and Chief Operating Officer, aka the one who's in charge of the press. Number three, where did it take place? In the US. Number four, when did it take place? August 3rd of 2018. Number five, why is the news worthy? Like, why is the subject of a news story? Well, the reason for that is because Trump's attacks are going against the country's obligations to respect press freedom and international human rights law. Also, as we see, Trump wants to shut down the press. Therefore, people won't be informed of what's happening around the country, or they won't know what the president wants to do next. Number six, which of the five freedoms are involved in this action slash issue? Well, it contains two freedoms, the freedom of speech and the freedom of press. Now, why can this issue act slash action can cause disagreement to the public? And the reason for that is because people might think that shutting the press is a good idea, so they won't disrespect the authorities, right? Also because people that intend to publish things on the media or share things in the media, it could be things about the president which can make people doubt on how well he's doing or think that he's up to no good, right? And some of these posts or articles that, you know, the press could be showing could contain fake data, fake stats, fake facts, and even fake pictures that they're trying to show to the public to convince them to do something or to believe in something. And some of this information that's being printed or shared can contain inappropriate language, which can cause hatred between people among the media and could possibly expand more outside of that. Number eight, how does this news story make you feel? Well, this article makes me feel sad and concerned as to how and why the president is trying to hide from the citizens everything that is going on with him. This makes me think that he's trying to hide something that we don't know and has some sort of fishy plan that can affect everyone badly. The truth hurts, but it has to be shown in order to see how good our president is doing. Also, the citizens care what's going on around the country and want to be informed, because maybe they could do something to fix an issue. And lastly, number nine, do you think this action/issue is protected by the First Amendment? Why or why not? I think this issue is protected by the First Amendment. The First Amendment under the Freedom of Press says, protects the right to publish information in print, television, or on the internet. News media are free to publish any information or opinion they desire without interference or censorship by the government. As readers read the article, they will see that Donald Trump is going against the freedom of press, because these journalists are free to publish, free to share, or show live any information that they think that's important to the public, right? Something that the public would want to know. An example of that will be these journalist people writing a newspaper with top secrets documents that show the government that shows the government has been lying about its involvement in an ongoing war, right? This is susceptible as they are showing the truth of what the government has been up to lately, right? And the First Amendment is indeed protecting this issue, as it says that the government should not have any interference or censorship anything that they share or that the press shares to the public.